Missing Cookies. Una Jones, Grade 5, Henderson Elementary School. It was the day before Christmas. Corey, Marcus and Grandma were making cookies. "Those look good," Marcus said while licking his lips. Bedtime Children. "Santa's coming soon," said Grandma. While the kids were in bed, Grandma put out cookies and milk for Santa. Corey dreamed about waking up to presents, a warm fire and the delicious cookies they made. In the morning she heard her brother downstairs ripping wrapping. Corey ran downstairs and joined him. Corey got a bunch of dolls. And Marcus got the Nintendo game he wanted. After presents Corey asked, "Can we have the cookies?" "Yes, only one each for now," said Grandma. Corey bolted to the cookies to have the first pick. But when she got there, they were gone. So, she went to investigate. There were cookie crumbs leading to Marcus's room. She ran to Marcus and said, "Why would you eat all the cookies?" "I was really looking forward to eating the snowman cookie covered in that homemade icing." Marcus said multiple times he didn't do it. He wanted to know why she thought it was him. He went to look. He found the trail of cookie crumbs that led to his room. The crumbs led under his bed. Marcus bent down and looked under the bed. It was the neighbor's dog. Marcus was surprised. He ran downstairs and told Corey the news. She didn't believe him. "Show me," she said. Marcus showed her. Corey was shocked. They carried the dog next door, rang their doorbell and returned the dog to them. And went home. Standing in the kitchen was Grandma making cookies. A Christmas Journey. Ella Dixon, Grade 5, Westview Elementary School. This began on a snowy night, December 23rd. There were two kids named Darcy and Chris. They were brother and sister, but Paul was the oldest. Anyways, they were drinking hot chocolate and having cookies before bed. Darcy and Paul said something at the same time. "Done, jinx double jinx." "Okay kids, bedtime," their mom said. As Darcy was brushing her teeth, Paul was picking a story. When Darcy finished brushing her teeth, Paul and Darcy went to mom and dad's bed. The book was called A Letter to Santa, mom said. When the book was finished, they went to bed. Paul had an idea. Morning came and it was breakfast. After breakfast, they went to go get dressed. Before Darcy got dressed, Paul told Darcy his idea. "You know how we've been wanting to see Santa? Well, I think I found out how. So we could sneak out tonight to the North Pole." "No way. We will never get presents ever again because we'll get on the naughty list for life," said Darcy. As the day passed, Paul and Darcy went to bed. It was 9:32 p.m. and Paul and Darcy went to get all geared up for the North Pole. When they got to the North Pole, it was amazing. They saw elves working and this elf came up to them and said, "I haven't seen you guys before." Paul and Darcy were wondering where Santa was, so they asked the elf, "Where's Santa?" The elf pointed to his workshop and then it was 12:59 p.m. and Santa opened the door. Paul and Darcy ran as fast as they could all the way home and quietly got into bed and closed their eyes. When it was morning, they got up and ran to their mom and dad's bed and yelled, "Merry Christmas!" They went to the Christmas tree and opened their presents. Then as they were opening presents, Santa said, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas." The Christmas Disaster. Fern Cutler, Grade 5, Kelly Creek Community School. It was the big night. Kids were sleeping, snow was falling and presents were made. Santa was in his sleigh and the big countdown was on, 3, 2, 1. Off he goes in the clear night sky. "Mom?" "Yes, what do you want?" "Is it time to get the Christmas tree?" "Well, we can do it now if you want." "Yes, please." I walked in the room and the smell of apple cider filled my nose. After I jumped into bed, my soft PJs were making me sleepy. My mom comes up and says, "Good night, Bella." "Good night, Mom," I say back. I fell into a deep sleep. Ho ho ho, I am almost done, for tonight. Now next on my nice list is Bella's home, Santa said. Ah, crash. What was that sound? Bella asked. Oh my god, was that Santa? She gets her coat and runs outside. Oh no, my sleigh. What am I going to do? Said Santa. I can help you, said Bella. Aw, you are supposed to be asleep. I know I was sleeping but you woke me. Wait, you are not that chubby. Yay, because I go to the gym. Wow, okay, that is new. I need to get my sleigh and reindeer now. I need to get my presents and, oh no. What is it, Santa? My star is gone. Why are you so worried about a star? That star is what keeps the Christmas spirit. If I lose all of the Christmas spirit, then all of the world will forget all about Christmas. Oh no, that is bad. Now I must go, okay Santa? I hope it works out for you. Beep beep beep, Oh presents, Mom, Dad, wake up Maya, Lily, Jake, Maisie and Ella, it is Christmas. Oh no, Mom, come here. What is it? Oh my god, there are no presents, no tree, no nothing, it is all gone. Dad said it was not all about the presents, it is about family and how we are happy to be together. Really? Oh well then, Merry Christmas Mom and Dad, and Maya and Lily and Jake and Maisie and Ella. Santa's Little Helpers. Tobin LeBlanc, Grade 5, James Thompson Elementary School. Once upon a time there were three kids named Tom, Cole and Sam. They were only 9 years old, and they were wondering if Santa was real. So, they decided to find out if he was. They made a promise that no matter what they would stick together. They told their parents that they would find out so they went on their journey but they realized that it was very cold so they rushed back home, grabbed a bunch of jackets and went again on their journey. After 5 hours of walking they ran into a bear so they slowly walked backwards and hid into a bush and waited there until the bear left. They continued, they got hungry. One of the friends brought flint and steel with meat, they made a fire, ate and camped out for the night. The next morning they knew that they were close so they walked until they finally found it, but did they? After one blink it vanished before their eyes. They yelled, Santa, but nothing. They yelled again but the second time he teleported behind them. He asked them if they wanted to be his little helpers, they said that they would think about it. 5 days later they asked their parents. They said yes, so they went to the same spot and they found him. He asked if they were ready and they said yes. The end. Santa Panda's Super Fun Christmas. Aiden Aris, Grade 5, Powell River Christian School. Once upon a time Santa Panda was getting Christmas presents ready. When he was done he realized his sled was broken. So Santa Panda worried how to deliver the presents all over the world in one night. One option was to buy a new sled at his cousin's shop. He went with his panda elves to his cousin's shop. They walked for a long time until they saw the sign, Panda Sled Shop. They rushed inside and Santa Panda said to his cousin, Hi, do you have any super speed sleds? Mine broke at the last minute. His cousin said, I have the base of a sled. But I do not have three very important parts. You need to go to the store 3 blocks away called the Mechanic Parts Store. They have the parts one need. Santa Panda said, Thank you, and ran to the parts store. When they got there the shopkeeper said, How can I help you? Santa Panda replied, I need 3 things to build a sled at the Panda Sled Shop. The storekeeper went in the back and brought out the parts. Santa Panda paid and rushed back to his cousin's store and got his new sled. Then he loaded up the presents and delivered them all around the world. When they got home Panda Elves had a cup of hot cocoa, but Santa Panda was trying out all the cool features on his sled and had the most fun Christmas yet. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.